Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I pray that any sister is listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I ask for just the salvation and the safekeeping of any sister that's listening today, and that she's strengthened and transformed, and that everything that could be dangerous to her spiritually is removed, and that she has her eyes open and starts to see and is kept safe and shines bright and starts to fight and war and for the souls and have victory, the salvation of the souls of anybody that she's been praying for, and that you've been placed in her life. Ask all these prayers, your Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so talking about times of judgment, and just going through Isaiah 33, picking it up at verse 18, thine heart shall meditate terror. Where is the scribe? Where is the receiver? Where is he that counted the towers? You need to read the book of Revelation, okay? You need to read your whole Bible, your KJV Bible from cover to cover, and you're done, read it again. But you do need to get familiar with the book of Revelation, because you'll start to see little mini versions of it during times of judgment, okay? Once again, the day of the Lord, okay, is just a smaller version, okay, of the coming of Christ, the big coming of Christ, okay? So you need to get familiar with that, because everything plays out pretty much just exactly the same, okay? Where it says, you know, where is the scribe, where is the receiver? You need to stay away, okay, from, you need to let the Holy Spirit teach you prophecy through your daily life. That's how it works, okay? You read it, okay? Stay humble. Don't get proud again, because there's so much idolatry and pride and vainglory in the United States where people want to be prophets and they want to be this, they want to be that. Just be exactly who you are, okay, in the body of Christ. Just be a humble sister reading your Bible and asking the Holy Spirit to teach her, you know, the Word of God. Just keep it nice and safe and simple, okay? Because what you'll find is that as you read through the scriptures, okay, that you'll see it unfold, and you'll understand the book of Revelation, because you'll see it just happen right before your eyes on a smaller scale during times of judgment, okay? Because, for example, okay, let me give you just a real brief overview. Hopefully I cover everything, okay, about the book of Revelation. And again, it's just so funny. I'm not telling you this because, you know, when you start getting into Bible prophecy, people get really, like, into being showy and stuff. I'm telling you what I've understood from the book of Revelation, the top by the Holy Spirit, so that you can know and stay safe. It's practical, okay? This is a practical roadmap for you, okay? You have first, okay, you have a series of warnings, okay, like birth pains of the coming of Christ, where things get worse and worse and worse and worse, okay? And you have here these two witnesses, okay, which are warning, okay, everybody. It says here, this is Revelation chapter 11, starting at verse 3. It says, and I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut heaven, that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. Okay. I'll leave it there, because this is, and then talk about the rest a little bit later. But before the coming of Christ, you have these two witnesses saying, you know, letting everybody know with great power and strength and signs and wonders. But their signs and wonders are wrath. They're wrath. Okay? These are the good guys. Okay, I'll talk about a little bit more as we keep reading. But the evil one is the Antichrist, who everybody's worshiping, okay, and is with peace shall destroy many. He's the evil one. Okay? The one that is preparing people to go to heaven, okay, are revealing God's wrath. And you need to understand that. Okay? You need to expect that. You need to see that. Okay? During times of judgment, you're going to see servants of the Lord, okay, things happening, and it's God's wrath, and it's good. Because it's preparing people to repent and stay away from flatteries and lies, which is of the Antichrist, which is telling everybody that they're okay. They're fine. They don't need to repent. We'll talk about it a little bit later, but there's this war that goes on between the two of them. Okay? So you just need to read your Bible, okay, from cover to cover. Get familiar with these things, okay? Because there are so many people who, if the two witnesses showed up right now on the earth, they would say that they were of Satan. They would say they were evil. They say there's no way that's God. Look what they're doing. Okay? They say those are the bad guys. They're mean. And they'd be wrong. They'd be flat out wrong, okay? So let's go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening again for her soul, her salvation, her safekeeping, that everything that's dangerous to her is revealed, for her to stay on that straight and narrow path all the way until she goes home, and to endure all the way until then and shine as a bright light and start to really get serious and to fight in war for everybody that she loves, that you've placed in her life, for their salvation. I ask all these crazy blessings in Jesus' name.